And we are back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And our next segment features downtown Manhattan and all the things that are going on down there with Executive Director of Downtown Manhattan, Inc., Gina Snyder. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good to talk to you once again.
Good to talk to you.
I might just start here with, obviously the news of the day, the city meeting last night, doing some more about expanding the Starbond District. And you've just got to be thrilled about this opportunity.
Over the moon thrilled. We've been focusing for a while now on really creating an art district, an arts and culture district through our Third Thursday programs and all of our murals, and really wanting to become art forward. And this is just like getting Christmas every day of the week. So it's I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fantastic draw for not only our community, but the region, the state, the Midwest, really. I mean, we've seen how the smaller traveling versions of this, much smaller scale, are just drawing from multiple states all around when they do visit, like the one in Kansas City. I think they reported 27 different states were represented there as visitors. So yes, absolutely over the moon with this.
Yeah, our downtown's been a lot of fun to watch here the last few years with the murals going up and all that stuff. And I see here on your list of items, you have an open call for artists right now.
We do. We have an open call for our Third Thursdays. And we are, if you play kazoo, we want you. That's our new tagline. If you do something that's fun and entertaining, but also, beautiful and lovely, We really want you to come down and show off your local talent and be a part of this showcase for local talent in our community. Third Thursday is all about arts and entertainment and eating local. And we have that open call available on our website, downtownmhk.com. So if you are seriously, though, like an artist, a musician, we would absolutely love to showcase you during one of those Third Thursdays, May through September.
All right. Looking forward to that. Can't wait till that series opens up, and that's a real sign that summer's just around the corner.
Yes, it is.
As far as some other things here, a little bit earlier than that, we have, looking ahead to next month, Pink Up the Pace. That's going to be, April 23rd?
Yes, Saturday, April 23rd. Our registration is open. This, of course, is our annual 5K and 1 mile honor walk. We are in year 5, and this is a 5K race that benefits Johnson Cancer Research Center on the K-State campus. They've been our partner in this event for 5 years now, and we feel very fortunate that our community really steps up, not only in our sponsorships, but also in people that actually participate, whether that's in the 5K or in the 1 mile honor walk, because now we are headed towards being able to break another record on what we will be able to give to Johnson when this race is completed. So really excited to be the only breast cancer run in the area. And this is a fun, really fun event. Even though it's in the morning, you still get your slice of pizza and your beer, or your pink lemonade and cookies, courtesy of Hy-Vee. This year, our race is presented by Stormont Vale, which is just fantastic because they're not here yet in the community as with their large footprint, but they are really making an impact locally with all of the outreach that they've been doing. So we're really excited. Also, potential there for some cancer screening to go on that same day. We'll keep you posted on that as we kind of work out those details. That's another issue with having enough staff and actually getting that cancer screening here. So I will definitely keep you updated on that.
Okay. Well, let's hope that can come together. That's a wonderful event here for the community and really raising money for a good cause, Johnson Cancer Research Center. I mean, they do so much good work here in our community.
They do. If you really dive into it, it's very impressive the amount of research that they're doing. You know, everybody knows what breast cancer awareness is, that pink ribbon, everybody knows. This is about giving to research, giving to running for the cure. And that's a really important thing that we support, not just awareness, but also supporting that research piece.
Well, let's talk about some other things here you've got coming up, some announcements here. This is exciting. Mac and Cheese Fest. Our own Mitch Fortner, if he was here today, would be all over this. Tell us what's going on here.
Brandon, I really had hoped you would have given me some kind of drum roll announcement for this. Make that happen next time for me, would you?
All right.
Yes. We are super excited. You are actually hearing this first. This has not been announced anywhere else.
Here we go. Drum roll there. Dave's playing it.
Yes. Thank you, Dave. We are going to host a mac and cheese fest in downtown Manhattan. There's long been a call for downtown to host some food festivals, and we've been working on that. We feel like this is probably the absolute most fun thing we could do. There is a very unique and local tie to this, actually. You all might remember when Kevin and Kirsten Harris owned the Chef Cafe. And in 2020, Kevin unexpectedly and very, very sad passed away. And this mac and cheese fest, he was the driver. When he was on our board, he was the driver for getting a food fest. And so this mac and cheese fest is really there's going to be a component here with the Kevin Harris Memorial Trophy. And that, of course, will be given to whoever receives the most votes for the absolute hands down best macaroni and cheese there that day. So it's a local tie. It's near and dear to our heart, but we also know how much our patrons in the community love mac and cheese. And there will be a kid vote because kids and mac and cheese, what could be better, right?
Right. I'm an adult and I like macaroni and cheese. I'm not going to lie. I think we got a lot of people here at the radio station would be all over this. So, especially Mitch Fortner. He's a big mac and cheese guy. So if he's listening.
We'll announce the dates and all of that as we really tie things together. But we're ready to announce this, and we're no better place than you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us the scoop here this morning. That's great. That'll be a lot of fun. Downtown does a lot of cool things and like that. And you're right. I think the food festivals are cool. You see chili, chili festivals where people judge chilies, and that's cool. But there's not really a mac and cheese fest around here, so that's pretty neat, unique event.
Yes, we have a partner, and we have a board member who really did some research on, there's always these, like you said, chili crawls and barbecue rib contests and barbecue contests, but mac and cheese really finds its way straight to people's hearts and bellies, I think.
Absolutely. We're talking with Gina Snyder here from Downtown Manhattan Incorporated. She's the executive director there. We have another thing here, going back to the Third Thursdays that you're going to be introducing this year.
Yeah, this one is really close to my heart. I'm not an art person. I can't. It's not my forte. It's not what I know really well. But I know what I like, and I know what I think that the community also likes. And so this one has been rolling around in my brain for about 3 years, and it has finally come to fruition. We are so excited to be working with local artist and muralist Jen Hudson, who is going to direct over our 5 Third Thursdays. She's going to be helping children to create a mobile mural that will be themed somewhere in the area of community and what does community mean to you, people of the community. We always want to share that message that downtown is for everyone, absolutely everyone. And she's going to be working with children on how to sort of convey that message through art. And this mural will then be able to travel across the city and be in places where people can see it. So we're really excited about that. We hope that we can do this every single year and have a new piece to contribute to the local art scene.
That sounds great. Will it be able to maybe be in some parades down the road?
Maybe.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, I had some of the city officials here on yesterday, City Manager Ron Fear. He talked briefly about the sales tax numbers. And for the month of December here, which they got yesterday, being the last day, like 2 days ago, the last day of February. And sounds like the brick and mortar stores downtown did really well in the holiday shopping season.
They absolutely did. We have been, we actually had some businesses reporting that they had record breaking years. So it was, we had just a very vibrant holiday season. It started in October and ran through, you know, obviously the holiday Christmas season. And we really did. We had great numbers. We had some events that really catered towards honing in on 12 Drinks of Christmas, really brought people down for that month of shopping. And that was an event that was overwhelmingly successful. We had to order more glasses and tickets, and we sold out and sold out again and sold out again. So we hope that some of the things that we do are bringing people down into the neighborhood, and then they walk past the window and say, ah, I gotta, you know, I need that dress for my wife for Christmas. We think a lot of that was happening, but also standing alone, the retailers have just done a tremendous job on pushing through, some of them working by themselves because there's, you know, still a employment shortage. Our restaurants are feeling that struggle, but man, did they just pull it together, and really the citizenry came out and really supported the local community.
Well, let's hope that continues here. Weather being as nice as it is, this would be a great day to take off work early and just go sit on one of those outdoor patios and have a drink.
You better get there extra early, because yesterday everybody had that idea too, and there wasn't a space to be had. So get out there early today.
All right. Good
stuff. There you go.
Good stuff. Well, Gina, this is exciting. It's always fun to talk about what's going on downtown, and some great community events looking like they're on the horizon. Dave, you were going to say something?
I would like to say something. This is going to be a little bit personal, Gina. And I don't know if you saw this, Brandon, but the story of you and Steven in the Mercury on the Valentine's Day was just absolutely adorable and delightful. And I knew a lot of the background to it, but not that much. I just really enjoyed that.
Oh, that's sweet. You know, I think it was might have been a slow news day.
Well, they're starting to do these Valentine's features, you know, in the month of February. And, you know, everybody has different types of love stories.
That's right.
So
that's right.
It was not a slow news day. That's a good news day right there.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.